6:38. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's 6:38.
Anyway, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter. The Plan B morning show. All right, let's get right to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Oh, buddy, you did so good.
Yes.
I'm so
yes.
proud of you. I'm so yes. proud of you. Well, Zoltan Barthory says he's okay if people hate Five Finger Death Punch because they like to push people's buttons. Barthory told Kerrang, quote, "We know that we're a very polarizing band. Our fans are hardcore. They love us, and there are a lot of people who can't stand us. But even the haters don't compare us to other bands. We stand on our own." He added that they really like pushing people's buttons a decade ago. He said, quote, "When everyone was on streets with signs saying war is not the answer, we released War is the answer. When Occupy Wall Street was going on and socialism was growing in America, we brought out American capitalists." That's all intentional. I am a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
You too.
The guys do have been fortunate. You know, Ivan's gone through some stuff, especially with rehab and everything like that, but he's in a much better place. I've had a chance to interview a lot of the guys in the band and talented guys.
So why do people not like Five Finger, besides those reasons you just listed off? I've heard another one that they're sellout.
It's when you get so big, eventually.
Is that the Nickelback effect?
What's that?
Is that the Nickelback effect?
Exactly. It's someone who's, it's the Dane Cook effect. It's the Nickelback. It's the Cree. When you get so big, you do become polarizing. You do become, you know, I love Five Finger Death Punch. They put on amazing shows. Yeah. But you'll have with anything. Some people saying they're not metal enough. Some people saying they're too metal. I mean, it's like, what are you doing?
Wait, what?
Exactly.
What do you want?
No one knows what they want. That's the problem. No one has any idea what exactly that they want. But
you know what's weird, too, though, is you say that, and what you said is absolutely true. How many people have you heard that hate Metallica? Not very many. And they're like the biggest. So it, like, if you are the biggest, the best, are you like in safe ground or how does this work?
But, you know, there is still, I guarantee there's people out there that don't like Metallica or they say that none of their albums are good after Ride the, you know, that's everyone though. And that is the beauty about music is that you can have your opinion on every single piece out there, you know, just.
Wow.
It's
Five Finger Death Punch though. Come on, guys. Come on.
One thing
just
we
listen
can,
to the band. It's awesome.
It is. One thing we can all agree on is that the Beatles are overrated. I think that's one thing.
You're gonna piss Dave off.
So you're like right there. Dave. GM.
Right.
GM Dave is gonna be come storming in here. What'd you say? That's it. You're off the air.
I don't care about this 6-foot rule. I'm connecting my fist to your
right,
face.
Right to your face. How about a knuckle sandwich? That'll help the
be
virus.
Be careful with the Beatles talk, man. Be careful with the Beatles talk.
Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, I'll be honest. Here we go. Okay, there wasn't a whole lot. I was going through. I'm like, oh boy. There's some little things. You know, like
Elvis. To be dishonest?
No, I'd never. I would never be dishonest. Are you kidding me? I only lie to children. Here. I got a good one. On this day, 1983, Kirk Hammett joined Metallica. Oh yeah. The mighty Metallica,
nice.
Yeah.
The mighty.
People, I think, sometimes forget that they've been basically going since, like, the early 80s. You almost have to remember that. They've been doing it for a long,
weren't
long
they
time.
They formed in, like, 1941 or
I
something?
Think so. I think so is when Hetfield and the rest of the guys got together.
You can hear him in his dead sack.
Yeah. Let me out, Dan. Yeah. Here we go. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
The Plan